诸佛菩萨、诸佛上人、各位法师、各位善知识、阿弥陀佛。On the Buddhan Bodhisattva Venerable Master, on Dharma Master and Good Advisor, 阿弥陀佛。今天中午我收到一张纸，说请你今天晚上帮忙讲法。所以为什么？如果我准备还不好，讲有什么不对，请法师慈悲指教。So, today, in lunch time, I just received a waiver, just request me to give the Dharma talk tonight. So, if I didn't have time to prepare, if I have something, not translate good, or speak something wrong, please kindly, teach me. 我是恒悠，然后是我要跟大家分享，现在一个时代的老和尚，一个高僧。这个老和尚是叫上众沙旺老和尚，他也是常常拜万佛宝忏。So today, my name is Hong Yu. Today I would like to introduce you one of the present time high master, who his name is a venerable master.中旺，他在年轻那个时候是刚刚生出来，他哭很不停。后来是他的舅舅也是拿一片土来做一个人的模型给他看，后来他看那个模型，他是停了，不哭了。他长大也是常常喜欢做那个佛像。So the Venerable Master, when he was born, he cried a lot and he not stop crying. And each time he cried, her uncle just take a piece of mud and try to put, to make a body of a person. So when he see that, he just stopped crying. So when he grow up, he keep her, He liked to do the Buddha image with the mud. Then, 是到他十九岁那个时候，然后在老法师在他那个时候是还没出家，十九岁看到一本书，那本书里面是讲一个高翁，他刚刚得到那个毕业一个博士的，然后是他也很有闲的人，可是他也舍一切来出家。众望老和尚看见时，他是说，为什么我也没有什么，不是嘛，有闲的人学问也不好，为什么不能舍一切来出家修行？So when he arrived on the 19 year old, he read a book. In that book, saying about one of the high officer, he is rich and he have a PhD degree, and he still put down everything and left the home life. So.Venerable Master Zhong Wang just think, how come that I'm not rich and also I'm not a good education person? Why don't I not put down everything and left the home life? So that's why he decided to become a monk. So 为什么他坚持一年来让他出家？他出家以后在越南的北方，那边那段时间是也是很穷，大家是每一天要出去外边种田，然后是没有学到什么佛法，他也是不高兴。他说，如果他这边天天种菜，你没办法学什么，他要离开那个道场。后来他走一段路，走到那个很累很累，没有食物吃，他也是很。不知道应该怎么样。后来他想，如果他在这边死了， 也没有学到佛法，也没有利益自己，也没利益别人。后来他就决定回来他的道长。So, in that period of time, in Vietnam is where a lot of difficulty, and in the way place as he left Hom Lai, he need to go out to the field to blend the rice every day, and they need to work hard, and they have no time to study the Buddha Dhamma at all. So he decided to leave the way place and look for another place or look for some place that he can study the Dhamma, Buddha Dhamma. But however, he went and he cannot find anything. And then he very tired and he feel almost die. And he decide, he just think, if I die here and I cannot learn any Buddha Dhamma and can not help any myself and also not help all the people, so why don't I soon go back to my master way play? So that's why he decided to go back to the way play. 他回到那个道场，那个时候他身体全部很软了，没有办法，没有力气。他那个时候是还开始愿意跟大家一起工作，然后就在道场慢慢用功打坐修行。后来他也是到北方，1945年那时候是有北方也很多人饿死，他也是有能力去帮忙很多很多人，利益一切的众生。So later, when he go back to the monastery, he very tired and almost died, and he now decide truly to stay there and help all the people and also work hard in meditation for his own cultivation. Later on, because in the Vietnam in the 1945, that's a lot of time people go hungry, no food to eat, and master have a lot of people in that period of time, and he also caused over a lot of living beings. 后来他是还要离开越南辽国，去到辽国那个时候，他在住外边一个遍地，那个地方是有一个河，那个河是每一年都有船被倒，然后很多人死。嗯，那个中光老上到那个地方，自然那年没有船被倒，也是没人死。后来人家也是跟国王讲，说那个老和尚住那个地方，说为什么没有问题出现？后来国王也是供养那个遍地，给众望老上可以建那个道长。So later on, because of the communists take over the north of Vietnam, so he needs to escape from Vietnam and run to the Laos. When he arrived to Laos, he stayed outside open place nearby a river, and that river every year they have the bowl always was run down, run and a lot of people die. But this year the master stayed in that place, no bowl was run and nobody people die. So people just go to report to the king. So the king came and give him this land so he can build a monastery. 后来事实上国王也请他去很多的地方，变成是他在辽国北中南的方都有见道长。每次他见道长，他自己要做那个佛像，现在还在。我们我也有因缘去请那个老和尚的舍利回去辽国，所以为什么有去探望过他四个大道长。So when the master just stay there and he build a lot of temple, because the king also invite him go to the north and the middle of the country and also the south. That's he also build all the way place. Almost we have 3-4 way place there. I have a condition to go back to Laos to bring Master Sherira to the way place. And each wave place have he built himself the Buddha image in the four wave place. Tao yên léo quả dễ sẽ bay lão sang dễ sư tao phá quả sẽ phá quả dễ sư chen li yếu liu cờ tao chẳng đa bộ phận đạo chẳng chỉ giao hoa yên sư xuyên hoa sang nhân dễ yếu suy qua nơi cái địa phương. So later on, because the communists also take over the Laos, so my master also run away, go to the French. And in France, he also built almost six wavelengths, and most of his wavelengths named Avatamsaka Monastery. And Master, Venerable Master Chuen Hua also visit his wavelengths in France. The 老和尚的重点是他在哪里建立道场，也要弟子拜万佛宝忏。他有建出来一个功课，每一天早上我们还没送让研究之前是要拜600拜。在我们的道，在法国的道场是不是站起来拜，是围下来拜。 是每一天早上要一个钟头，还拜完600拜，拜完还可以做脚课，送就让研究更是小就。So in the each wavelength, does he have a room that he also made a set up a set up a schedule. So the schedule is like every disciple need to bow to the 10,000 Buddha repentant. 600 of the name of the Buddha in every morning before we have the morning recitation. Before we recite the Surangama mantra, we need to bow 1 hour of the 600 of the Buddha name. But in French, we didn't bow stand up, but we kneel down to bow. So that's the homework that we do every day. And also in the 后来下午那个时候，我们也是每一天下午也要拜万佛，继续一整的部万佛宝忏，继续拜，这样子拜到晚。这还没做网课之前，这也是拜一个钟头万佛宝忏。 然后这还继续做网课. In the afternoon, we also take the horn book of the the 10,000 Buddha repentance and keep bowing and continue every day. And so we bow also 1 hour before we do the evening recitation. 然后是我自己看老和尚生病严重，那个时候他老了到86岁。 他也是每一天，如果不去医院回来，还在继续拜佛。他是有一本那个万佛宝忏，在那个地方，他每一天每天坚持换来拜。So I myself see my master bow to the 10,000 Buddha repentance every day until he will get sick and he reached 86 years old. He still keep bowing. When he go to the hospital and he come back, he still just go to the Buddha hall and keep bowing every day, every time he back to the temple. 后来是有一次，我也是跟有因缘跟老和尚出家，我以前也是一起跟大家拜，每一天拜那个600拜。 那边我们拜600拜是不是那么容易，是要很专心，他们拜是很快。若是如果是你不熟悉那个时候，一拜下来，坐起来是不知道在哪里了，是为什么要专心还可以继续就到在哪里来继续拜。So when I have a chance to left the home line with the master, he I also learned how to bow the 600 every day. First, in the beginning, because we are new and the other people bow very fast, and I don't know how to do. And most of the time, we need to very concentrate our mind to look in the book. And when we bow down and we get up, we need to know where. If not, we will get lost. 有一次，我后来来这边出家，有个美国法师也是跟我说。 那一年1999年，我们去那个你的法师的道长，每天早上要拜600拜，还要跪下来在那边拜，我受不了，这很辛苦很难。这天使说，So, later on when I left Hawaii and come to the city of 10,000 Buddha, one of the Dharma master who are Westerner, she tell me that. It's very difficult when in 1919, Master went to Europe, and he went to my Venerable Master Chong Wan, the way place. She said that it's very difficult for her because she need to kneel down and bow to the 600 every morning. It's a suffering for her. So, 我后来是也来万佛圣，万佛圣去这边拜万佛宝忏，也是我很高兴。这边是慢慢拜两遍拜，然后是那段时间是我也不懂一直的中文，那个时候是要听大家什么念，然后是跟大家什么拜，也是慢慢学什么样佛号的什么名号，什么样念。 So when I request my master to come to city of 10,000 Buddha to cultivate here, as this time, the first time I came, is also bowing to the 10,000 Buddha repentance. So in city TV, it's most easy for us to follow because we bow slowly and we repeat 2 times. So that's why when I just came, I don't know any Chinese at all. So just listen to the singing, the song, how to spelling the Chinese, and also follow people along, and we can learn Chinese how to pronounce on the Buddha name. LA, 那个时候是上人，我在LA，净人寺的道长。 有人圣行善人来他们的家，给他们三皈。后来是有一些的弟子也是问善人，为什么我们住这边很近，我们要去万佛城，可是好像有很多困难不能去。那善人还跟他们回答：你们为什么不能来万佛城？是你们还没拜报来礼佛不够。 一万拜，所以为什么还没有一年来到这里？So one time when I was in Los Angeles in the Gongwi Monastery, and one day one of the person who invite Venerable Master Xuan Hua to the house to give the 5 precept transmission, and after that, some of the ladies just asked Master. Master, how come that I live nearby here and I want to go to the city of 10,000 Buddha, but it's very difficult. I always have a lot of obstacles. I can never able to go. So how can I do? So Master just tell him that because you're not bowing enough the 10,000 Buddha, so that you're not able to go there. 所以为什么如果我们能来万佛城，可能我们也是有。 离过一万佛以上，所以为什么能来？ So I think when we able to come to the city of 10,000 Buddha, that is mean we also bow to the 10,000 Buddha before. 在礼佛那个时候是，我刚刚来万佛城那个时候也是学习。 跟大家一起共喝 大家做什么我们也是一起做，有时候是语言不懂，然后是网上，我其实自己拿那个我万佛宝忏来自己拜，所以那一段时间每天晚上我也是自己做自己的功课，也是学习什么拜万佛宝忏。我记得那个奉道讲那个时候也是一些的奉道讲是早上也拿也拜万佛宝忏，也一点一点拜，拜完一整部，然后再回来继续拜。So for me, when I just came to the city of 10,000 Buddha, so I don't know the language. So I always follow people to along with the homework and need to learn how to learn how to recite Chinese. But because I cannot understand the meaning, so I take the evening time when the end of the day, I used to bow to the 10,000 Buddha to learn in the Vietnamese. So most of the time we need to follow the assembly to do the homework together, and we only use the time that's our own time to learn what we want to learn. And also remember that the first period of time, most of the way place also used to bow the 10,000 Buddha repentant in the morning, because only the CTTP can bow the horn sutra, but the small way place does, we just bow a little bit the sutra, and we repeat like this every time until we finish the horn sutra. 万佛省是可以拜一整部万佛佛忏，可是奉道讲不能一整部拜，所以为什么我们是每天早上有拜一点一点点，这样子加起来拜完一整部。 So 可以说现在回头来是我在 法国住家，也是天天拜万佛宝忏，那边是我们拜万佛宝忏上众望老上做那个功课，是给我们，他是拿一部分在万佛宝忏里面有十方佛，哪一段是有一段在东南北方，这样子他是拿一点一段一段，这样子加起来一起是变成600拜。So 每天我们也是可以拜十方佛。So I think for me, I remember that inside the homework, that's the master, Venerable Master Zhong Wang, who made for us that we bow in French, is he collects the part of the 10,000 Buddha repentance. He takes most of the 10 direction, the Buddha in the 10 direction, it means each direction like the north, the south, the west, and the east, and each direction have a few name of the Buddha. So he collect all of the 10 direction and put together, so that we have almost 600 of the Buddha name that we bow every day. So that is the story that I want to share with you. And for me, I think that's when we bow to the Buddha, we need to have to concentrate our mind and to have a sentence saying that if you focus your mind in one single mind, you can eradicate a Ganges River karma. 我自己可以说在拜佛那个时候是我们应该是专心来礼拜佛，然后是拜佛也是有一个像一句说一心礼佛罪灭恒沙，所以如果我们能专心来拜，我们也是可以烧很多很多的业障。请问大家有什么问题？我准备到这里。So do you have any question? 如果大家没问题，我可以说，以前我刚刚来万佛宝城，万佛城，我拜万佛宝忏也是很高兴。后来我妹妹来万佛城，她拜万佛宝忏也是很喜欢。她后来也是有一年，宿家也是喜欢礼拜万佛宝忏，所以为什么后来也是还继续来这边参加万佛宝忏。后来本来他也是要跟上人出家，可是上人生病了，他的 visa 没有，所以也是要委屈法国。他的因缘来这边也是万佛宝忏带他来的。So since you don't have any question, I want to share with you also for me, when I come to the city of 10,000 Buddha to bow to the 10,000 Buddha repentant, I'm so very happy and like so much. And my younger sister, she also same when she came to visit me, when she will stay here to bow to the 10,000 Buddha repentant, she liked the 10,000 Buddha repentant singing so much that she want to come back. And she also would like to left her life with the master. But because in the last period of time, master already get sick and her visa is her problem. She need to go back to France and that's why she not able to left her life with master here. But her condition is also because of the 10,000 Buddha repentant bring her to the way place and also the condition for her to left the home line. Chúc 大家可以有时间来拜望佛宝忏，然后是我们拜佛拜忏参加什么功课也是要学习一起跟大家共修，然后是我们自己如果要修自己的法门，是还用我们自己的四修的时间来修，不要浪费时间。如果大家拜我们不拜，然后是大家做功课我们也不做功课，这个也是不很好。So I would like to wish that all of you have time to come to bow to the 10,000 Buddha repentant with us. And I hope that people can understand that when we go to the way place, we need to join the assembly to bow together or to attend all of the Dharma assembly together. And only when we have our own time for conduation alone that we can do our own Dharma door. Do not do anything different from the assembly. Amitabha.